The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. College basketball season tips off tomorrow, Tony. Are you excited for it?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, yes, because it's bumping us off the air, and I can go somewhere.
You can go somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, I know where you're going. You're going to the golf course
where?
For the 734th day. You are the Cal Ripken of going to your club.
No, but I'm going to the Naval Academy. I'm very excited. I've never played there. Very excited to do
You've
that.
You've never played
Welcome
at the Naval
PTI,
Academy?
Kids.
Wow.
I have not. In today's episode, the Bills and the Cowboys get upset. The Bengals are falling apart, and Joel Embiid is out for the Sixers. But we begin today with the Packers and the Chiefs. The drama of this game emanated from Aaron Rodgers getting COVID and Jordan Love being named to start for the first time. Kansas City won the game 13-7 and looked ineffective again doing so. Packers coach Matt LaFleur praised Love and took personal blame for the loss. There's a lot going on here, Wilbon, so start wherever you want.
Well, Tony, I'm going to start with thinking what I really thought. I think I told you this maybe an hour after that game ended. Aaron Rodgers was the big winner. Aaron Rodgers sat there wherever he could watch that game, and he's thinking, seriously? You're going to throw me out for this dude? Really? Is that what you want to do? So that's my first thought. My second thought was Kansas City still isn't any good because if Aaron Rodgers had played yesterday, they'd have lost by two touchdowns. That's my thought. And then my third thought was I feel bad for Love. I feel bad for him. He's been sitting, two-plus years? And he gets this one chance, and he's just, you know, he's high and outside or low and outside.
Yeah.
He's never in the strike zone on any pitch. And I just thought, I just wasted my time watching this game because this is just Aaron Rodgers now sitting back in the chair just laughing his butt off that people are ripping him and his team can't win without him.
Yeah, so we're going to concur on most of this. I mean, first of all, I thought Matt LaFleur taking the blame was a phony act.
Yeah,
it was. It's not his fault. His quarterback wasn't any good. His quarterback couldn't beat the blitz, and his quarterback could not
find
receivers.
That's his
and
fault.
That happened.
He's saying that's his fault.
That happens. Well, you know, the Packers' defense was terrific, I thought. The Packers' defense
It was.
Holds Kansas City to 13 points. This is the problem for Kansas City. That game, Green Bay cannot hurt them at all offensively with Jordan Love. Cannot hurt them. That should be a 35-7 game.
Yeah.
And the fact that they only scored 13 points indicates something is really wrong with Kansas City. They've got to do better than that. I mean, this is like Kansas City rarely beats the spread, so gamblers get off them. And they didn't beat it yesterday, but this isn't about that. There's something deeper, I think, going on here with Kansas City. And you're right about Aaron Rodgers. Even the people, even his greatest detractors, would say, get him back in uniform as quick as humanly possible.
Yeah. Tony, I thought Patrick Mahomes sensed what this conversation, not that we're having it, but I thought he was more cautious. I thought he was more conservative in his approach yesterday. And I felt like Patrick Mahomes had said to himself, maybe out loud, hey, well, we're not going to go crazy. We're not going to start throwing the ball behind the back and left-hand pass. We're not doing that. We need to rein this in and be a little bit more controlled and win this game. And it worked because the opponent wasn't worth a darn yesterday. But,
that's right.
You know.
That's right.
That game was
I wanted to just go to one thing on Aaron Rodgers.
What's that?
And you say I'm at golf courses all the time. I was at a golf course in Delaware and a golf course in Maryland where people had never said a bad word about Aaron Rodgers. And men 40 and up, all of them, said he's self-centered, he's an egomaniac, and he's a liar. They were very, very critical of him.
Ooh.
And what I wonder about, and you and I have talked about this, I wonder, is he wounded?
Nah.
Really, truly wounded? I know you think it's going to go away,
no.
But I wonder if somebody like State Farm doesn't just drop him and say,
Here's what Aaron Rodgers, here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. I know you and I talked about this, and it's a very interesting thought you present. But, Tony, they couldn't win without him. And in sports,
right.
Nothing means anything like winning. So
That's
Rodgers
right.
can say, discount this. Here's my discount. My discount is they can't do anything without me. I'm in the tank for them, and I was disappointed in them too. The Buffalo Bills seemed like one of the surer things in the AFC till yesterday. The woeful Jaguars edged the Bills 9-6. Buffalo was short two starting offensive linemen, but quarterback Josh Allen put it on himself, saying, quote, "I played like bleep," close quote. Nobody disagreeing. Yeah. Tony, do you still trust the Bills after you watched this loss?
If you're asking me right now, my answer is no, I don't. That's a terrible loss. They scored no touchdowns against Jacksonville. Jacksonville have been giving up 29 points a game, and they got six.
Yeah.
And then you look back on their record a little bit, and you say, who have they beaten? Miami twice, Washington, Houston, Kansas City, combined records 12-32. Josh Allen looked terrible. He's right to blame himself. Right now at the moment, considering who beat them, Jacksonville's no good, and they beat them.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, I don't think, is very good, and they beat them. So if you ask me for trust right now today, no.
Yeah, I think mine is sort of no as well, Tony, I think. And I don't want to overreact. I don't want to do what everybody does every football Monday and just start screaming and yelling about what's going to happen the rest of the season based on one day. And that day is not even revelatory the next week. So I don't want to do that. I think that Buffalo got a little cocky. I think it's possible. I think you'll agree with this. They got a little cocky. They started, you know, smelling themselves, as we like to say now. And they got popped. And that's a good thing, because the other Josh Allen, he gets paid too. The one on the Jaguars defense. And I got sick of all these stories about he's the first defensive player with the same name as the quarterback to shut up. That's just stupid. It's a waste of time. Don't tell me that. Tell me why. Do some reporting if you're near that game and tell me what the Buffalo Bills were doing yesterday and why they could only score 6 points and how they could lose to Jacksonville. That's all that matters. But, Tony, I think they'll bounce back big. I think the next 3 weeks, they're going to bounce back and probably put a three-game streak together and be okay. But I'm not willing to bet on it.
People talk about Josh Allen, the quarterback, as an MVP candidate, and he was not that.
Not yesterday.
And they talk about Buffalo as a Super Bowl team. They have
Didn't
five
look
wins.
Like that.
At the moment, they are not a Super Bowl team.
Nope.
At the moment.
Nope.
Half the season to go. Two good teams missing critical players had big wins yesterday. Tennessee, which is missing Derrick Henry, went to Los Angeles, and they beat the 7-1 Rams. Arizona, which was missing Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, and A.J. Green, that's a lot, went to San Francisco and beat the 49ers. Wilbon, which was the bigger deal?
Phoenix, the Cardinals, Arizona, and they're missing J.J. Watt. I know he's been out a couple of weeks now. They're missing, like, I mean, come on. That's like 30 Pro Bowl appearances between those guys. Might be more than that. And so, just if you're missing DeAndre, if you're missing Hopkins alone, D-Hop, you're shorthanded. I mean, you're killing off a penalty. You're missing him and Green. Come on now. And you're missing your quarterback. I mean, some teams can't, as we've just discussed with Green Bay, barely complete a snap without their quarterback. So, no, and I know how much you like the backup quarterback in Arizona. I know that gave you a little thrill.
I do.
Even though you don't normally root for one of my teams. But the Cardinals, Tony. The Cardinals are the best team in football today, not in 2 weeks. We're not looking ahead 2 weeks. I'm not going to say they're the favorite for the Super Bowl. No, they're the best team today, and they got it done yesterday against a division rival, and that was impressive.
Yeah, this is the Wilbon Power Index and the WPI, and Arizona's number one. I'm not going to disagree with you. And you're right. When Colt McCoy and Kirk Cousins were both in Washington, I told you all the time I liked Colt McCoy better. So I was glad that he had a nice game. I was very impressed with Arizona. But I'm going to go the other way for this reason, Mike. In terms of significant wins. Well, wait. Give me a chance here.
All right.
Arizona's going to get all those people back. They're all coming back next week. Tennessee's not getting Derrick Henry back. Tennessee's got to find a way to let Ryan Tannehill do the heavy lifting and still win these games. Maybe they have found a formula, but I think it's going to be tougher. I was really impressed with Arizona because that's a division rival and they're on the road. And they killed them. They were up 31-7 at one point. So that's a big deal. And I agree with you. They're probably the best team in the league right now.
Right.
You know, but there's a long way to go. I just think that Tennessee That's really impressive long-term to me, because they're not getting Derrick Henry back.
No, but they do have a Hall of Fame running back back there. We don't know how effective he's going to be, Adrian Peterson.
Well, yes, but he's 53 years old.
Okay, but, you know, he knows how to play for a few games that could keep them afloat, I think.
We'll see.
How about them Cowboys losing to the Broncos? Dak Prescott was back after missing a game with a calf injury, but he struggled. Through the first three quarters, he was just 6-for-19, 79 yards passing. Afterward, he said, quote, "They whooped us in all aspects," close quote, of the Broncos. Tone, do you write off this loss to Dak being rusty?
Rusty? He missed one game.
One game.
You don't get rusty. He looked like he was in a junkyard for a year. That you don't get that kind of rust right there. And you mentioned that 6-for-19. For 79 yards, he had been completing 73% of his passes. That's 30%. With no points, I believe the Cowboys were down 30-0 at one point. You can't blame that all on Dak Prescott.
No.
That's ridiculous. They stunk as a team, as did he as the quarterback. They entered the game, Mike, number 6 in the league in rushing defense, 88 yards a game. They gave up 192 yards, and they gave it up to Denver, a team that had lost 4 in a row. Denver. And this was not in the thin air, a mile high. No. This was at home for Dallas. This is a huge step backwards for Dallas.
I was trying to figure out yesterday, Tony, which I thought to be the biggest upset and the most disappointing performance. Buffalo, and they're on the road, but it's Jacksonville, who hadn't even won a game in America this year, or the Cowboys. And I think it has to be the Cowboys, because the Cowboys were getting blanked. Wasn't it like 24-0, or maybe it was 30-0.
30-0.
I'm sorry. And how many times were they declared the favorite in the NFC last week by everybody who used to play football?
No,
who
favorite for of the NFC East. No,
Tony.
Not the entire NFC.
People were declaring them the favorite in the NFC last week. They were.
I'll tell you this. Jerry Jones wouldn't have even asked to get his glasses cleaned yesterday because he didn't want to see that. Denver had lost 4 in a row. Then they came back and beat Washington. They don't have a single D1 win before this. Not one. That was terrible. Let's take a break. Coming up was Mac Jones playing dirty when he grabbed Brian Burns' ankle.
And is a bigger headline that the Browns won or that the sorry no-account Bengals again lost? Bengals.
How much rust can you get missing one game?
This is what happens in the NFL now. Excuses abound. Excuses.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Crown Royal. Take a water break. Stay hydrated. Stay royal. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Crown Royal, part of Happy Hour.
It's mail time. You have questions, we have patience.
Mail time. I don't have patience now.
Is Hassan Reddick right that Mac Jones made a dirty play?
You know what, Tony? I'm going to take the quarterback side of this because it's such a stupid complaint. You're on a football field. Football player grabs somebody's ankle. This is a headline? This is a big deal? No, it's not a big deal. Maybe he thought that was the ball carrier because he's on the ground in the fetal position and he can't actually see. He grabbed the guy's ankle. That's what football is. Look, I love defensive players. And particularly Marcus Spears, I hear the great Swagoo is saying that this was a dirty play. I love Swagoo. I'm sorry. Grab whoever you can grab on a football field, especially if somebody's going the other way and you're on the ground. Dirty play, I'm not buying it.
So I watched the replay of it, and Mac Jones is down, facing the wrong way, and he grabs the guy's ankle. I understand that. And apparently he believes that he's the ball carrier at that point, or he wants to prevent him from getting the ball. Holding on is fine. Twisting the ankle is bad. But I know where this is going, Mike. It's going right down this road.
Sure.
Patriots quarterback. He cheats. They all cheat. The coach cheats. The owner cheats. The quarterback cheats.
And meanwhile,
Mac Jones, meanwhile, is by far the most effective of the rookie quarterbacks to this point.
He's got the best coach.
To this point.
He's got the great coach.
Yes, he does.
One in particular has the worst coach in creation.
Do you come to praise the Browns or bury the Bengals?
Now, you know where I'm going on this. I'm not going to praise the Browns. There's enough people doing that all over the country, praising the Browns. I mean, Baker Mayfield is a maybe above average quarterback. That's what he is. And maybe they were better yesterday without a certain mouthy wide receiver. But now I want to bury the Bengals,
right,
Tony, because no matter when we do this, no matter who's coaching them, since Boomer Esiason took them to the Super Bowl. Was that a Sam Weiss team? I guess it was. Years ago, 30 years ago. And you can't count on the Bengals. They've had good coaches. They've had good players. They've had good quarterbacks. I mean, Marvin Lewis was a particularly effective coach in so many ways. I know how much you love Marvin. They stink. You can't count on them. And not even Joe Burrow, who I know you like. You cannot count on the Bengals. So to do so is foolish.
If I had to bury anybody, I would bury Odell Beckham Jr. at this point. I'm tired of all this Odell Beckham Jr. drama because the fact is he's a hugely talented player and it didn't work in Cleveland. The proof is right before our eyes. Baker Mayfield had a perfect rating in the first half and Odell Beckham Jr. wasn't there. He took him to the playoffs last year. Odell Beckham Jr. wasn't there. So people have to move on from this. You know, and if Odell Beckham Sr. wants to have another video, go ahead, knock yourself out. In terms of what you're saying with the Bengals,
hey, get him out.
When Joe Burrow, who I do like, said that the ship had been permanently moved.
Yeah.
Let me tell you where the ship is, Mike. It's in dry dock.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are now 5-4 and looking at 5-12.
You know what, Tony? You know what,
looking
that's
at
like,
5-12.
That's like saying that the Lions wins, they're going to come. They're going to come, the Lions wins. When? 23rd
it's
century?
So dry in this attic. I need a humidifier here. Enough email. Let's take one last break. Still to come.
From the attic.
College football loses two unbeaten teams. Seriously, I need a humidifier.
No
and water.
Air conditioning, no heat. Now no moisture.
No.
We're going to tell you why Joel Embiid won't be playing for the Sixers for a little bit. I think he'll miss a couple of games.
Seriously,
too
I
dry.
Have some moisture.
Huh? Really? You sound like defensive players in the NFL. Complaining.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Standing by for Monday Night Countdown on this beautiful night in Pittsburgh. Adam has a bunch of updates on quarterbacks, and Alex is breaking down Justin and Ben. We'll see you for Monday Night Countdown, top of the hour.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Crown Royal. Take a water break. Stay hydrated. Stay royal. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 32nd birthday, Giancarlo Stanton. At one point, the most feared home run hitter in baseball. Now, not so much. Stanton was a four-time All-Star and the National League MVP with the Marlins. Now, with the Yankees, Stanton isn't even a one-time All-Star. Stanton's numbers this season were quite respectable in New York. He had 273 with 35 homers and 97 runs batted in. But are those the numbers of a superstar? His outfield teammate on the Yankees, Aaron Judge, had more homers. 16 other players in baseball had more homers than Stanton. The Yankees haven't won anything yet with Stanton. Is he more sizzle than steak?
Tony, this is like a mini version of what happened to Albert Pujols when he left St. Louis after being the greatest thing since Lou Gehrig. And he got to California and was like, all right, I'll take this. That's what we seem to have, right, with Stanton. You can't believe he didn't just continue those unbelievable numbers in the National League in Miami, but he hasn't been able to.
Happy anniversary, Allen Iverson. On this day 30 years ago, football quarterback Iverson led his high school team to a Virginia district championship. During his junior year, Iverson led both his football and basketball teams to state championships. And Iverson was the AP High School Player of the Year in both sports. This past August, Iverson told Sterling Sharp on Sharp's podcast, and I quote, "Not being cocky, not being arrogant, I know I would have been a better player in football than I was in basketball. Not disrespecting the game that's done so much for me, but football was my first love," unquote.
Tony, it's a fascinating conversation, and Allen Iverson has been consistent on this subject since he was a kid, a teenager. I asked him when he was a freshman at Georgetown, I think before the Big East tournament, we're talking about this thing. And I said, come on, you couldn't have been better in football. He's like, no, I was better in football and I love football more, but look at me. I'm 100 and whatever the pounds were. What, 160? And he said he understood, you know, health and safety, but football was his first. I love him for admitting that and talking about it and being candid.
Happy trails to two unbeatens. Two Power 5 teams fell back to earth on Saturday. Michigan State, which had beaten Michigan, was decisively beaten by Purdue. And Wake Forest, which had been scoring 1 million points a game and winning, scored 1 million points and lost to North Carolina. When the rankings come out tomorrow evening, both will surely drop. Alabama, Ohio State, and Cincinnati all won, but barely. Of the top teams, Oregon probably had the best win at Washington, except for Georgia, which routinely pummels people.
Yeah, I'd like to disagree with you here, but I can't. I watched a lot of the Wake-North Carolina game, and as you know, I told you I was going to watch the Purdue-Michigan State game and did. You talked to a couple of people today, both of whom know enough of the Big Ten to say we were not surprised, right?
Yeah, not amazingly surprised. Purdue's a good team.
They are.
Purdue wins those games
a lot.
They can score. One clarification on Aaron Rodgers. State Farm told USA Today, quote, "We don't support some of the statements that he has made, but we respect his right to have his own personal point of view," unquote. So then maybe I shouldn't worry that they're going to drop him. But things change after a while. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Joel Embiid has entered the health and safety protocols and could miss 10 days. Is that significant?
He could have, you know, consecutive negative tests and be back in a few days. We don't know. So we don't know how big a deal it is yet. The Athletic reports that the Celtics have engaged in talks for Ben Simmons. Are you getting a whiff of the deal here, Mr. Tone?
Look, I think Ben Simmons can help a lot of teams. He just can't help Philadelphia at the moment.
Can't.
If you make the trade, make the trade. Russell Wilson will return next week against the Packers. Is that a big deal?
Another week of drama with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. It will be a big deal. The Dodgers did not make a qualifying offer to Clayton Kershaw. That makes sense to you?
To me, Mike, Clayton Kershaw is the Dodgers. Maybe he wants to go somewhere else. Maybe they don't trust his physical condition. But he is the Dodgers to me. Last one, Monday Night Football tonight. Your Bears at the Steelers. Who you got?
You know who I'm rooting for. That's all that matters. But I got Bulls and Nets tonight, too. If the Bears go down because of Nagy, I'm going to the Clicker. I'm just saying.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We're bumped tomorrow by College Hoops. But back on Wednesday, knuckleheads. Now to get you set for Monday Night Football, here's Susie Culver and the Countdown Crew.
All right, Route 14 West. Thank you, Alan. A new way home because State Road 16 is blocked off.